supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Science will take center stage Saturday in marches planned across the country. Let's preview plans in Philadelphia with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Now, Derek, this also coincides with Earth Day Saturday. What's the intent behind this national march for science?
The intent of this is to bring awareness to people about the importance of science, given what the political climate is these days and what one could interpret as an assault on science in many ways. You know, the idea that people in government, in politics, contest the fact that global warming and climate change is indeed happening is frankly offensive to scientists, considering what the work is that scientists do. And so rather than allow politics to hijack science and to spread some sense among the general population that science can be sidelined simply because one chooses to say that something isn't true without evidence or fact or real basis, is part of the effort of the march, is to have people more clearly and better understand the importance of science, a little bit more about how science works, and the reason why scientists use science the way they do.
The Philadelphia March will go from City Hall to Penn's Landing. Is it just for scientists or citizen scientists as well?
This is for everybody. We often take it for granted or ignore that science is a major factor in our lives or improving our lives every day. And the more we know and understand about science and how it can be used to our benefit, the better off we all can be.
So this march, in part, is a call to those who fund various aspects of science to understand the importance of continuing to do so.
Absolutely, because we can't make the advances we need to make to improve the quality of life unless the funding is there and the support is there and the understanding of what science means, is, and does is there as well.
Of course, by Saturday, the Philadelphia Annual Science Festival will be underway.
Yes, it begins this Friday. There are 80-plus free or nearly free activities and programs all over the city, given by almost every science entity around the region, which is a really great thing. I mean, the wonderful thing about this is how all of these science entities have come together in a sort of partnership to help people enjoy, learn, and have various kinds of activities in different disciplines of science. There's something for everyone. Doesn't matter what your age is, doesn't matter what your interest is, doesn't matter if you're interested in science or not. It's still great fun to go out and learn about all these different things that are happening in science all across the Delaware Valley. And to me, that's another one of the major benefits about this program, the Science Festival, is that you get exposure to so many different kinds of science that are happening here in Philadelphia. You know, I love the city. We often recognize Philadelphia as a sports city, but I think we should take some time out to recognize Philadelphia and the surrounding region as a science city. There's so much science going on here. It's amazing. If you looked at it and clearly understood it, you'd actually go for Philadelphia more so as a science city because, as I often say, science never loses.
Of course, meteorological science has not advanced to the point yet where we have a reliable forecast for a week from Friday. But if the skies cooperate,
we'll do the best we can with the citywide astronomy night that happens on Friday, April 28th. This is a really wonderful event in which we will have telescopes placed at 24 locations around the city, in neighborhoods, at community centers, at schools, all around, so that folks in those neighborhoods and surrounding neighborhoods can come out and have a really great experience observing the night sky through really nice telescopes. Now, the telescopes and the expertise is being provided by the local area astronomy clubs. You don't have to go to a special location to do this. You don't have to go to the big building downtown. Science is right where you live. So we take the telescopes out to the neighborhood locations, and folks can see the science right above their heads. We know there are going to be some great sights because Jupiter is going to be available in the evening sky for all to see. The king of the planets looks great in a telescope.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You listed some 80 events over the course of the festival. If you only have the wherewithal, the time, the energy for just a couple.
I can't do that, but I can suggest You go to the Science Festival website and you can pick and choose among your favorites that you might like to enjoy.
Now, you just cited Jupiter. Is that your favorite?
Jupiter does look great. It's in a perfect position because it's now what's called opposition. That means it rises just about at sunset and sets at sunrise, so it's visible all night long. Mars is now sinking in the west. You can just catch it after sunset for maybe 40 minutes or so. But Saturn now rises after midnight, a few hours after midnight, and it's best seen in the pre-dawn sky between 5 and 5:30 a.m. down in the southern portion of the sky.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.